Welcome to the Shapiro Library Audio Tour. This tour is split into sections to give you time to explore and travel to the next spot on the tour. The following sound indicates that you should pause the tour and move to the next location. Please start this tour in the Shapiro Library lobby, facing into the building. Welcome to the Shapiro Library. This building actually houses three different libraries: the undergraduate library, located in the lower level, first and second floor; the Ask With Media Library, located on the second floor; and the Science Library, on the third and fourth floors. Bert's Cafe to your left was added to the building due to high demand by the students for a spot to grab something to drink and eat during long hours of study. The circulation desk is the oval desk directly in front of you. This desk is where you can check out books and pick up holds. Once you've checked books out, you can return them to any of the university library locations on campus. Bert's study lounge is to your right. This space is for students looking for informal study space with tech capabilities. If you have a laptop, you can plug it into one of the many screens to project your work. If you're part of a student group, you can submit publicity about events to be displayed on the screens. And the library is also always looking for student digital projects to display. Walk through the doors beyond the circulation desk, and you'll find another service point with a large purple ask sign above it. This desk is the reference desk. The librarians who staff this desk are happy to help you with any questions you have about using the library, from simple directional questions to more in-depth research questions you may have about using the library's vast resources. There are computers near the reference desk, but this is only one public computing area in the building. We actually have computers for public use on every floor of the Shapiro Library. Ask at the reference desk for directions to some of the other computing areas. As you walk past the reference desk, there are several services of note. The tech deck is the large glassed-in office to the left. The tech deck is available for students who are working on various types of media projects that require the use of scanners, Adobe software like Illustrator and Photoshop, video editing software, poster printing, and more. A nice benefit of using the tech deck versus accessing these tools in other computing locations is that there are staff in the tech deck to help you if you have a question about these specialized tools. Looking to the right of the room, there is a row of offices along the west wall that we call the tech suites. These offices are rooms available to students for quiet study, but also house specialized equipment for use in media projects. There's a room called the presentation practice room that has a video camera and green screen available for student film projects. There's also an editing room with computers and software for video editing. Some of the rooms are equipped with large video monitors that can be used with laptops for projection. There is also a room in this area called the tutoring room. Sweetland Writing Center tutors are available in this room at various times to help students with their writing. As you continue walking towards the back of the room, there is an oval-shaped area of low shelving with a large green sign overhead that says Discover. This area is a collection of materials we call our browsing collection. The middle area is shelving with magazines and journals. The shelving to the right is fiction broken up into genres like romance, mystery, graphic novels, and more. The shelving to the left of the journals is nonfiction, broken up into genres as well, such as travel, current events, career information, and more. There's also a collection of audiobooks, both fiction and nonfiction. The espresso book machine is to the left of the browsing collection next to the tech deck. The EBM is our in-house book printing machine. Out of copyright books, student writing collections, and university conference proceedings can be printed within minutes for about $10 per book. Beyond the browsing collection, there is another glassed-in office space that houses one of the locations for the Center for Entrepreneurship. The CFE is a space available for student entrepreneurs to meet informally or as part of official student organizations, and students can also receive advising on their ideas and ventures. Take the stairway next to the Center for Entrepreneurship up to the second floor. Once on the second floor, note the Knox Center Adaptive Technology Computing Site on your right. The Knox Center provides a variety of adaptive hardware and software to meet the needs of individuals with temporary or ongoing physical, visual, or learning impairments. Along that same wall, there is a general computing site in the center of the room and also within the door to your right. Keep walking and go past the restrooms and around the corner past the elevators. Past the elevators, on the left, you'll see a doorway to the Ask With Media Library. Ask With maintains a collection of over 25,000 titles, including feature films, documentaries, animated films, and instructional programs. Formats include DVD, Blu-ray, videotapes, 16mm films, audio cassettes, and audio CDs. These are all freely available with your M-card. You will have noticed tall shelves of books during your walk through the second floor. Additional titles of the undergraduate library collection are shelved on the lower level of the library. We have signage to indicate where to find books with a particular call number, but if you're not sure where to retrieve a book you'd like, stop by the reference desk on the first floor, and we'll be happy to give you directions. Once in front of Ask With, look to your left and take the central stairway to the third floor. The third and fourth floors of this building are the Shapiro Science Library. Once on the third floor, look to your right. Beyond the glass wall is the Science Library's current periodicals reading room. If you're looking for current browsable science journals, this is the spot. The older issues of journals are shelved on the rest of the third floor, and the Science Library's books are shelved on the fourth floor. If you walk past the Science Library current periodicals reading room and keep going towards the big windows, you're on your way to the Hatcher Graduate Library through our connector. This concludes the Shapiro Library audio tour. Please be sure to check the library website for our Hatcher Graduate Library audio tour, as well as a number of other audio tours of library facilities on campus.